Anthony has a communication problem.
No, he does not.
You do. You do. Here's why. And this is the ironic thing. We work in communication. We are in the communication business, yet you cannot communicate. And here's my evidence. Here's my proof. Hang on. I need my chair.
Oh.
I'll need my chair for this one. This one I can't just.
Sean Lee's going to be so mad at me for bringing the evil Cooper out.
No, this is not evil. I am just making the distinction between how women communicate and how men communicate. So there was a night that they needed me to work on the TV show, and I couldn't do the radio show. So it was very last minute where they said to me, "We need you, my God, panic. Fozzie Bear is having a meltdown. You got to get over here."
What did that sound like, Chad?
I have to hear him before I can. Sorry.
So I call Anthony and I leave a message on his cell phone that says, "Listen, I need you to get this message. I'm not going to be able to do the show tonight. You got to put something together. I'm freaking out. It's kind of last minute." I don't hear back. So I text him, "Anthony, call me immediately. I got to tell you something." I sent him an email. "Listen, can't do the show tonight. You got to let Chad know. You got to put something together. I'm freaking out. I think we have a guest. Someone's got to cancel." All day, nothing. I heard nothing back. So we're getting down to the wire where we have an hour before
It's 2:30.
It's 2:30, my time, which is, I was on the air from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
LA
time.
West Coast, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm freaking out. It's like 2:30. I call Anthony, call all his numbers. I finally get him. I'm like, "Dude, I'm freaking out. I didn't hear from you. Did you get my messages?" He's like, "Yeah, I got him this morning."
When I woke up.
You let a girl know. You at least text back, "Gotcha. Okay, heard it." When I leave.
NP, two words. NP,
yeah,
no
NP,
problem. Yeah.
NP, no problem. That's all you had to do.
I don't know what that means.
But just write back. Let me know you got the message. You do this all the time, and you said to me, "I've already put it together. I'm working on it now."
It's done.
I know. How am I supposed to know that?
Because you know me. If you send me an email or send me a text and ask me to do something, I'm going to do it.
No, wait a second. You usually respond K-E-W-L.
Cool.
K-E-W-L.
Yes. So I did not get
not
my...
You didn't get cool, so you were upset.
I didn't get K-E-W-L, not on my text, not on my voicemail, not on my email, nowhere. So all day long, I'm on the set freaking out that you think I'm coming to the show live because you don't know how to communicate.
I do. I looked at the message and went, "Okay, I'll put it together." But I didn't say that to you because then I would have to call you, then I'd have to hear your voice, and then the conversation would go on for 3 hours. I'm a busy guy.
You know, if you were a woman, I would have heard back from you immediately. You would have
I'm
known,
not a woman.
You would have known that me as a woman was waiting to hear something back. Women don't communicate like that. Women let other women know. Women can walk into a bathroom and there's another woman crying, and we sit down with them. We go outside and tell our husbands, I got an emergency in the bathroom. Order without me. I don't know when I'm coming back. I might not be coming back. Sell the house." And they go into the bathroom and they spend as much time with that stranger crying in the bathroom as possible. That's what women do. That's how we communicate with each other. We call each other. We text each other. If I know a friend of mine is going through something, I'll in the middle of the day be like, "Hey, thinking about you." Something like that.
But I'll do that with Chad. I'll send Chad an email and say, "Chad, we're not going to have a show tonight." And he never sends me an email back. But you know what? I know Chad checks his email every 14 and a half seconds. So I know he knows.
And there's usually, by the way, there's usually an obscenity embedded somewhere in that email.
But see, now that's why I would think it wouldn't get through, because obscenities don't get through on our email here.
When you spell like Anthony, they do.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
That's how it gets through.
That's a very good point.
It doesn't start with a PH, Anthony.
But that's how I get it through.
Right.
But see, that I know how he checks his email, so I'm not freaked out that he's going to drive in. Because I know Chad. He checked his email.
And you'd laugh if I did.
Yeah, I could care less because I say, "You're an idiot. Look, I sent you an email."
You know, here's a communication issue right there. Why are the phones off?
Because we're talking.
I know, but what if somebody wants to come and say something to you guys? This is what I'm saying. We're talking right now. This is a show about communication. It's a call-in show. And yet the phones are off.
Right.
What is it with you and communication?
Chad. It's Chad's fault.
Okay, Chad.
I don't control anything.
You're the controller of the phone.
No, but I don't have the button to turn them off.
But you know what, Anthony, you make a good point. Chad doesn't return emails.
That's no, he
true.
Doesn't.
That's not true at all.
I got to say, out of 5 emails I send you, I get 1 back.
And then I put all the answers into that one.
Not all the time.
No, because we had a thing going on. We're going to have an author on, and I even had salespeople calling me or emailing me. And then I had Cooper asking me. I was like, I don't know. I'll email Chad to find out. And never heard anything back.
Yes, you did.
Well, 2 days later.
It wasn't 2 days later.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, see, this is what I'm talking about. Why is it that men communicate like that? What is the problem? Is it that you're afraid to get back to us? Are you afraid? What is the fear?
Because we're busy. We have things to do. We're busy guys.
I don't think that's what it is. Either that or maybe you're so self-involved you don't realize that I am waiting for a response from you. It's like
that's it. That's exactly it.
You're self-involved.
It's self-involved that we're not thinking about you.
It's like when we were dating you guys. You know, we would say, here's my number.
Oh, we would keep that because we thought we'd get lucky.
No, but it would take you a week to call, and you'd be like, I just saw you. Meanwhile, we've been sitting by the phone for 7 days. What is the gap in time? What is the brain gap that men have with communication? Why is it that when we ask you a question, you cannot answer us immediately? Why do you need to take time?
Because we go through life in dog years. That whole week to us was like a day. Because we're busy.
That's really your answer?
That's my answer. That's the only thing I could come up with.
I blame tomatoes.
Now, why are tomatoes at fault?
Probably.
Because they become ketchup?
No, here's the thing. Because with the... Because I get like 8,000 emails a day, and the ones I mean to get back to, they get pushed down.
Exactly.
So they're not on the front page.
He's right.
We're getting emails from so-and-so, tomatoes in the kitchen! those are good tomatoes. Boy, I wish you'd bring more to me. And there's 75 of those emails that everybody responds to. And then by the time I remember, it's like, oh, no. And it's like a day later.
Okay.
After I've deleted all the tomato emails.
Yeah, see, right now I have an email from Brock, 17 from my wife. I have one from Jersey Mike Subs. Tons of them that just push all the good emails down.
But see, this is my point. So it took me 2 texts, 2 emails, and a phone call just for you to let me know I got the message. And you're blaming tomato. You can't distinguish between the person I work with is letting me know she's not going to come to work tonight versus there's tomatoes in the kitchen. Really?
Because I think you can read my mind and you knew that I knew and that I was putting it together.
Oh, see now.
It's like fighting at home.
Now you're getting to it. I think that's what it is. I think you guys get to a point with us women where you think that we should be able to read your mind.
And you're the same way. Don't even start that. Women are the same way. You should have known that about me. I don't know that. You have to tell us. We're stupid.
But we are not afraid of communication. We will keep on communicating. We will keep talking. We will keep letting you know. We won't.
Oh, boy, don't we know.
And by the way, we are back live tonight. So 877-6-COOPER is the number in case you want to do, yell at one of them.
Or request a Christmas carol.
Request.
Because it's Christmas time.
Don't confuse people.
No, it's still Rocktober. We're cool.
It's still Rocktober. What's today's date? Rocktober 13th. What? Rocktober 13th. Okay, yeah, it's Monday, Rocktober 13th. There we go. Hi, Emma.
Hi, Cooper.
Now, Emma, what do you make of these two?
I think that's so silly because, like, if I was going out with a guy and I gave him a number and then just a week later he calls me, it'd be like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And how long will you give it? Will you give it 1 day, 2 days, 3 days? What's the maximum amount of time that you will give a guy?
An hour.
My girl.
I'll give him about 2 days. And if since I go to middle school and everything, like they have during the day and at night. So, yeah, they have plenty of time.
See, Emma, I don't think it changes. I think even in middle school, guys are like, well, I had homework. You know, I'm on the softball team or the baseball team, whatever they're on.
I got 13 more girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly. They have, it's like, these guys say, well, they're busy. All guys are, they're all so busy. All of them are just so busy.
If they're that busy, I mean, really, are you really going to have time for me? I mean, if you're sitting on your butt and playing video games all day, I mean, I really don't want to go out with you or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? See? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're so busy. Well, then you're too busy for me. I'm gonna go take my cute butt elsewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Emma. See, Emma made a good point.
She did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like the fact that you guys are all acting, oh, we're just all so busy. Like, we're not busy. You don't think Emma's busy? Emma's busy. Mm. I'm busy. We're busy, too. We're all busy.
You're all busy. So are we.
Gee, I wonder what side Quentin's going to take. I wonder whose butt he's going to kiss today.
I miss you guys.
Oh, Quentin.
My life was incomplete without my Cooper Lawrence show.
Well, in that case, I'm sure you're on my side here.
Oh, no, I got you, Anthony. I got you.
You got my back.
I got your back. Okay. No, but it's true. You send us a text message. We're like, all right, we read it. We got it. End of story. We'll take care of it.
Right.
That's it. Done.
So do I need to send one of those return receipt things so I know you got the text?
Yes. Can you do that on text?
I don't know. I'm not that technologically advanced.
Yeah, I know. If you can do that on text, that would be great.
Do what?
Get a receipt back on text that the person actually got it and read it.
Oh.
Yeah, but Quentin, here's the thing. I'm not sending you a message like, you know, hey, give me a call when you can. I'm sending you a message that is time sensitive. I need to let you know something by a certain time. What is your problem? Why can't you at least email back or text back and be like, just let me know you got the message?
That is a really good question.
K-E-W-L.
Yeah, send back the K-E-W-L. You know, or here's the thing. If we text you once and you don't respond, okay, you're the idiot. If we text you and then email you?
And call you?
And then call you?
And fax you?
Then you're really an idiot.
I have a great response to this.
What?
If I called you back every single time you called me or text me, I text you every time you text me, I would never be off the text and I would never be off my phone.
Okay, that's a cop-out because I'm not saying every single time. I'm saying when it's important. How can you not distinguish between what's important and what's not? We do it with our husbands all the time. You know, if something is time sensitive and I tell my husband about it and he treats it like something that's not time sensitive, he's going to have a problem. He's going to have a problem. And then he's going to have a problem later in bed, frankly. He'll have a problem later in bed as well. Mm. It's all not going to go very well for him. Hey, Ken.
Hi, Cooper. I am so glad you're back.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you. I am too.
Okay, however. I can't believe you spent 5 weeks in California and didn't bring them nothing back.
I got a Bob's Big Boy magnet.
Well, Cooper, I wasn't gone but a week, wasn't gone that far, and I brought all y'all something back.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did we get? What did we get?
Well, now I guess you'll just have to wait and see, won't you?
But, Ken, you were on vacation. I was there for work. I wasn't on vacation.
Well, that's the same thing. 5 weeks, you can pay for horsing around.
Was I supposed to get a lock of Brad Pitt's hair? What was I supposed to bring back?
Well, who would want something like it?
Well, that's my point.
But, I hate to do this. Anthony, I hate to do this to you, buddy, but I got to agree with her about one thing.
Mm. What?
You are real bad about not sending emails back, because I sent you one the other day that I really expected an answer back from.
And go look at your email machine. I did.
You did? I hadn't been over a month.
So don't call me out if you haven't looked at it.
Yeah, but how many days? Look how many days it takes.
It was one day.
But see, what I was telling you was time sensitive. You had to let me know. It was in a few hours. I was on the set thinking about you. Instead of concentrating on the job I was out there to do, I was sitting there thinking about you.
And you, Anthony, you should have used the all-encompassing internet excuse. I replied, your spam filter must have ate it.
Really? Because all of a sudden that would happen out of the blue? What about his text I sent him?
The text monster
phone.
Got it.
Yeah. On the phone call? Voicemail was down too?
Yeah, it was the wrong number apparently.
Yeah, right.
You must have changed your number.
That's very likely.
So good to have you back. We missed you so much.
I'm so much nicer.
Can you yell at me more, please?
So much nicer on the East Coast.
Yelled at. It's fun.
I'm just making the point that the way men and women communicate, you don't understand that we just need you to just acknowledge us. Just go, gotcha.
Cool.
Okay. Cool with the K-E-W-L. You know? What's so hard about that? All right, so if you want to chime in on this and let us know, especially for men, what's your problem? So the question I'm asking is, men, what's wrong with you? And women, what's wrong with men?
And believe it or not, the lines are full.
Skyla, what the heck is wrong with these guys?
Where do I start?
I'm putting my feet up. You take your time, girl.
Okay, here's my theory, and I do a whole, I did a whole lot of stuff in college with psychology, and I grew up with nothing but guys. So I never grew up with the whole play with the Barbies, talk on the phone to my girlfriends because they'd whine, and I'd be like, oh my God, shut up, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
But, you know, here's the thing with men. Men are taught to hold everything inside. If they let it out, they let it out with their fists. That's what they're taught from the beginning. Women are taught, you know, to talk things out, to not be confrontational, or either to hold everything inside, hence the reason people, you know, women go crazy and get on Prozac.
Right.
Here's the thing with men. Men are not trained to communicate.
Training.
They're not trained. It's nurture and nature. They're not trained to communicate. It's how they are.
But so, Skyla, I wasn't asking. I wasn't asking Anthony. Like, so how do you feel about this? This was business. This was something I was letting him know that I was not going to be available to do the show that night. It was important. It was important information, and I needed to let. I was panicking that he was expecting me to walk through the door, well, at least the Los Angeles door, and I wasn't going to be there. So this was, you know.
Oh no, he thinks you should know that if you sent him an email, he's good. He thinks you should know that.
An email and a text and a phone call and another text and another email.
This is what you have to do with men. If you want a response, you can't just sit there and hope they'll do it. You have to tell them, respond to me by this time. Don't even say just hit me back. Be like, you better email me by this time or I'm going to blow up your phone with calls.
Like send an RSVP. Send him an Evite.
You might as well, because that's what's going to get their attention. It has to be in pretty shiny colors.
With a football on it.
I have cardboard paper that's in multiple colors that when I leave my boyfriend a note, I take out a piece of shiny, pretty paper and I write on it.
Okay, we're going to sign each email and each text from now on EMB.
Colors.
Email me back. And if you say that on there, then we will do it.
No, I'm sending you an Evite. Dear Anthony, you've been invited by Cooper to communicate with her and let her know that you got her text.
And a woman will write back to you if you send her an email, even if you don't request a response. Because that's women are trained to communicate. We want to talk. We want to chat. We want to email. We want to text message. Men are like, eh, I got it.
Yeah,
she'll get it.
I'll decline.
Whatever. Right, right.
He's declining the Evite.
Yeah, he's declining the Evite.
Anthony won't be attending.
I'll send Chad in my proxy.
But see, Skyla, I love the fact that you had to take psychology classes to understand men.
It's very difficult. And it's just like, I have to understand, okay, you know, my boyfriend is not like me. He is not chatty. He won't even get text messaging on his phone because he doesn't want me to text message him. Because
right.
He doesn't want to have to text message me back.
Because you're like a cat. If we feed you, you'll keep coming over. If we don't text you back, then we won't have to text all the time.
We're like stray cats, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, according to men, yes.
Yeah, if we give you milk, you'll never go away. So we'll text you if we have to.
That's
if
how you
complain enough,
it.
If you meow enough, we'll text you back. But if not, we got
if
it.
If you start to scratch our upholstery,
we're done with you.
We'll scratch something. Hi, Brock.
Dude, that was the best line ever. That is so funny.
It's true, though, isn't it?
And it's absolutely true. That's why it's so funny, because you want to pet them, but they're like, no, don't touch me. And then you don't want to pet them, and they're like rubbing up against your leg. And oh, that's the best line ever. That's so funny.
Yeah, but we have claws, remember.
All right, so go ahead. I have the perfect answer to your question. Ask me the topic. Go ahead, ask it again, Cooper, for me, please.
What the heck is wrong with you, men?
What's wrong with you?
Ooh,
that's the answer.
Good comeback. That was great.
Right, now, the solution to your problem
is
BlackBerry. Get Anthony a BlackBerry, because when you send somebody a message on BlackBerry Messenger, after you send the message, beside it, it'll say D for delivered, and after they look at it, it'll say R for read.
Okay, so now, Brock, so you're telling me...
Buy me technology.
I have to spend...
Yes.
$300 some odd dollars just to get him to respond.
And they got the new one coming out, the Touch.
It's it's like the promotions are running anymore. It's like you drop $3 on the phone anymore. They're so desperate for sales.
It's considered an investment in your peace of mind.
Exactly.
Brock, okay, so brilliant. I have to spend money because he's irresponsible with getting back to me.
Well, the money you would have spent on his T-shirt, you can spend on the BlackBerry.
Right.
If a BlackBerry was the price of a T-shirt, that'd be
fine. It is now.
A Harley-Davidson T-shirt, it certainly is.
Very good point.
With a 2-year agreement, it is the price of a T-shirt.
Well, thank you, Brock. I will purchase a BlackBerry just so Anthony.
Don't give me a pink one.
If I buy, I'm buying you a pink pearl. Now that you said that, that's what you're getting. You're getting the pearl in pink.
I'll spray paint it.
I'm serious. If I bought you a BlackBerry, would you promise to be better at communicating? Would you answer me?
If it's the new BlackBerry, that's the touch BlackBerry. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
How much are those going for?
Because it's technology. You're giving guys technology that's fun to play with.
So we have to buy you? That's what you're telling me?
We have to buy you things.
That's different.
Shoes and purses. And
Chip, what's wrong with men?
See? Nothing. He hung up.
Oh. Chip, call back. So I wonder what you think is wrong with men. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, ma'am?
Jerry, what the heck is wrong with you?
It ain't nothing wrong with me. It's okay. Mostly men and women together. It's a lack of respect, but it's a mutual thing.
It's a mutual lack of respect.
Yes, it is.
How so?
Because women know what men want, and men know what the women want. If the woman wants, when she goes to take a bath at night, sometimes she might like to have a little affection while she's trying to relax in a hot tub of water. If a man can't go in there and put candles around her tub, put her stuff in there for her, and go in there and feed her little strawberries and stuff, then why is she messing with him? I mean, I've done my ex-wife like that, but she still cheated on me.
Yeah, Anthony, where are my strawberries?
Huh? Tell him.
Where's my BlackBerry? You're not getting any strawberries.